Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
I find it interesting.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Big shout out to Trey Young. If you missed it, we'll replay that for you a little bit later on in the show, Mike. And, you know, again, he's our guy. We said it time and time again. We drafted the right guy. He's given so much already in his young career of himself to this community. You know, remember he paid off the medical debt a while back before the season was over.
Bunch of folks, yeah.
Yeah, man. I mean, so he's always kind of just, you know, in the forefront of things. And even though, you know, he's not won a ring or a guy that I don't know if people consider him to be the face of the franchise yet. I do. I think he is. And I think that's the guy we're going to build around. But Trey Young stopped by, and as he said, you know, just praying that everything, we can all get past this and hopefully get back to some normalcy.
Yeah, man, and such a good dude, as we said. I mean, there's some good guys here in town. Hopefully we'll get a chance to speak more with guys like, you know, Ronald Acuna. We've already talked about it. Obviously the Falcon players you know and love. But, yeah, Trey is just, he's got everything you want, you know, for a guy to, you know, to build your team around, you know. And that's why, you know, as he said, you know, hey, it's, you know, it's a new world we're living in, but it is – you know, it would have been even a worse buzzkill, Carl, if the Hawks had a good, nice run, won about 35 or 40 games, and then there is no postseason. You know what I mean? So they go back to work whenever we get back to work. And, you know, he was kind of philosophical about it. But just like I said, every time you hear the guy speak, just a likable guy.
Coming up, we're going to talk with Edmund Robinson, who is one of our newest linebackers for our Atlanta Falcons. Today, Dante Fowler had a teleconference. Actually went on Andy and Randy as well, and you'll hear that coming up as well here on the program. But Dante Fowler, pretty positive, and, you know, I wouldn't expect anything less. Listen, a guy who has really shown that he can play in this league, and early on nobody really knew coming off that knee injury, Mike, if that was going to be the case. And now he's got a fresh start here. You know, the Rams gave him a new start there. He took advantage of it, and now he's got a fresh start here to try to show people what he's made of. And you know, if all the hype coming out of Florida was just that. And I don't think it is. I think it's, you know, I think it's legit, but he's got to prove it to Falcon fans. And something he talked about today was he still feels like he's got a lot to prove.
Which is cool. That's what you want to hear. I mean, like I said, I just can't wait to see, you know, what this defense is going to look like. I'm really stoked to see which direction we're going to go in the draft. I mean, I've done enough mock drafts, I can't even see straight. But, I mean, if we do it right, if we do it like, you know, I mean, when I say do it right, Carl, do it like 2016. Yeah. You know, it can be very interesting. Now, again, some of these role players, we don't know how much of a contribution we're going to get from, you know, all the guys we've got battling for that guard position. We've talked about the young guys we picked up. We're not the only team to, you know, take a guy from the XFL, and we'll see what they can contribute.
All right, right now, let's say good afternoon on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game to our newest Atlanta Falcon linebacker, Edmund Robinson. Edmund, coming from over the XFL, the Houston Roughnecks, played there for Houston, recording 22 tackles, 14 solo tackles, Mike, 2 sacks, 3 quarterback hits. So in the minimal amount of season they had, he was really productive. Edmund, welcome into the show, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you, guys, for having me on.
Yeah, man, we got a dude called from the low country, from down Charleston way, who's now going to try to make it happen. You had experience in the NFL with the Vikes. You got drafted in the 7th round. What do you know about this Falcon team you're joining, my man?
You know what? I know they run a couple of different defenses, but I actually have a connection with the linebacker coach, Coach Albers. He actually worked me out at Little Old Newberry in Newberry, South Carolina, about 5 years ago. Right next to the graveyard, but he actually worked out there for about 2.5 hours, maybe 5 years ago. Spoke to him, and he actually remembers it as vividly as I do, and said, "Man, I can't wait to get you in here. I finally get a chance to coach you. Finally get a chance to kind of show people the athleticism that you have and try to put you in the right position." So I'm excited. I'm happy to get a chance to be back in the NFL, actually. But I'm actually excited just to get there and go to work.
Well, I tell you what, you're coming to a team that right now, Mike and I have talked about this, and we don't know what we'll do in the draft, but linebacker is a position of need, and it's something that, you know, this team's gonna need to look at in the upcoming draft. What do you bring, man? I mean, as far as your skill set, obviously getting a chance in the XFL was nice to show that, but for Falcon fans who didn't get a chance to watch you with the Roughnecks, what are you bringing to this squad?
You know, I'm a big guy that's really athletic. You know, some guys, they try to label you and put you as one thing, but I'm a guy that's 6'3", that's 240, you know, can run a 4.5, that can, you know, have like over a 40-inch vertical and all that type of stuff. But I'm a guy that can play like multiple positions, you know, so whether they need someone to come and pass rush at times or someone that can actually cover in space or play man coverage on a line, on a running back, tight end. And even in college, I played man on a slot receiver, you know, in the defense that we played there. And I honestly think that, like, my best football is ahead of me. I got some good training in the last few years that's actually, I think, helped me excel, and which is also the reason I think that also gave me another chance to get back into the NFL. So I'm really a versatile guy. I can play multiple positions. I can do whatever they need me to do. I definitely can play special teams because I know that's the way in the game, but whatever they need me to do, I definitely can play at all different types of positions.
Evan Robinson with us here, guys. Again, made the experience in the XFL pay off. I mean, if for a lot of guys, it's working out, man. You get your name out there, you get you some real game experience. What was, for your estimation, how good was the quality of play for the XFL?
You know, to me, the quality was really good. The previous year, I played in the AAF, the Alliance of American Football League, kind of got shut down due to money reasons, but
right.
This one right here was a different gig. You know, they market the football differently than the AAF did, but the coaching staff that we have, the coaching was good. The players were I think, a little top tier, were a little better than the AAF, so the competition was better, but as the team I was on, we went 5-0, so we did what we were supposed to do. We practiced hard, we played well, and I think it showed on Saturdays and Sundays when we went out there to play that the way that we played against other people. So the competition was great. I think the biggest difference that a lot of people have and they have questions are the offensive line, the defensive line, and the quarterback play. But to me, just like the quarterback I had on XFL, PJ Walker, he's an NFL caliber quarterback, maybe not in size what people give, but he's an NFL quarterback. So I think the everything on that end was great. So I think it just gives everybody another chance to look at some other guys that probably got didn't get the correct look while they were in the NFL or kind of got lost around the way. But it actually worked out for some of us, and I think it's going to work out for a couple other guys as well.
Edmund, what do you know about Dan Quinn coming here, man, and playing for a guy like Dan Quinn?
You know, he actually texted me, you know, and I told one of my friends this the other day. I've never had a head coach text me, welcoming me to the team, telling me that they have a plan for me or have a plan for this team. So off the bat, he's a different head coach than I ever had in my years in the NFL or college or high school or whatever the case may be. But I know I know his team back from when it was in Seattle. I played in Minnesota for a few years, and it's kind of like a 4-3 defense, a little differently than what we played in Minnesota. But I understand everything that's going on. I know he's aggressive. I've heard nothing but great things about him from other players that I've played with over the years. And he just seems like a really great guy, and he looks like he's going to get the best out of his players. So that's the type of player I am. I need someone that's going to be on me but expects to get the best out of them. And I'm going to give them the best that I have, and we'll see what happens from there.
Sounds great, man. Everybody we've spoken to is getting this this opportunity. It seems like they're going to make the most of it. So how are you, and we've talked to other guys, how are you getting through this, man? How are you getting your workout in? What are you doing to keep your mental and your physical right?
Well, you know, my mental is good because I supposedly I have a job, you know, so that's
right.
The first thing right there. I know a lot of other guys are probably going through the event of not knowing what's happening, but my mental is good because I got a call. And I got an opportunity. So with that being said, I have no reason but to train, you know. And I understand everything's going on with the virus and stuff. But we're finding ways to get around that. We're finding ways to stay in shape. We're finding ways to get the movement in that we need and the proper rest that you need, too. So I'm handling all my business on this end. So I'll be ready whenever, whether it's 2 weeks from now or 2 months from now, I'll be ready whenever that time comes.
Well, we're excited about it, man, and we hope you get a great opportunity here with the Falcons and you can contribute to our football team. But getting another shot is what it's all about. And that's, again, you know, everybody talks about these spring leagues and whether they last or don't last. And I think Vince McMahon, who's behind the XFL, had dumped a lot of money into trying to make this thing, you know, viable. And then everybody got affected by coronavirus. But I would tell you guys that the XFL season probably would have finished up, and who knows what would have happened. So, Edmund, man, we appreciate the time today. Thanks for jumping on with us, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Hopefully we'll get to see him up there at Flowery Branch, Carl. If we, again, knock wood, when we get back to normal. But I will say this. I know that, you know, our first reaction when you look at some of the names, you don't really jump off the page. But, look, the connection to Jeff Ulbrich. Jeff Ulbrich was a recruit in the Southeast for UCLA. I mean, it's amazing how everybody's sort of interconnected. You know, like Dan Quinn, Carl, from his time at University of Florida. So there's familiarity with a lot of these guys, and that's how they get the call when there's openings.
All right. So, listen, we've talked to a couple of guys that we don't know. Kahari Lee, like, we don't know what this tight end's going to do. We don't know what Edmund Robinson's going to bring to this team. These guys are, again, could be rotational players. They could be bodies, or they could be guys that may not end up making a team. But
right,
what we do know is, and I find that last comment about Dan Quinn texting him and talking to him interesting, because, Mike, if you don't think a guy is good enough, or for that matter, you don't think he probably might not make the team, and I'm not saying everybody gets this treatment, you probably don't reach out to him. So I think maybe Dan Quinn might think that they might have found a diamond in the rough. And if he is, he's not going to cost them a whole lot if he can come in here and contribute. But I do agree with you, and this gets us back to the question in the commentary we've been talking about, which is how do we approach this draft with no Devondre Campbell in the mix now? You have to go get another speedy linebacker.
Look, as we said, only time will tell. Carl just laid it out. But if you want to go by, if you Google the guy, he looks the part, Carl. He looks like a dude that could rip somebody's head off. So
he does.
You know? So, like I said, you know, if you have no expectations about some of the, like, the lower-end roster moves to fill out, you know, the 53, and again, these guys all have to compete. Nothing is – just because you sign a contract, Carl just explained, it might not make the team. But, look, I think there's got to be a sense of urgency with Quinn and everybody from the top down, knowing where this team is, where it's supposed to be. And so, well, hopefully these guys will infuse some energy into whatever we're doing this summer.
404-741-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line as we come your way live from the Mobile Kia Studios here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Radio.com on all your devices, guys. If you have not downloaded it for whatever reason, make sure you do that. You can take us wherever you are, whether it's in the car, at home, or on your smart speakers as well. We got an NFL blitz on the way, and there is lots of stuff going on in and around the National Football League, guys. Competition Committee is now supporting something that Mike and I said they should have done 2 years ago. And maybe finally they're going to do it. Also, Mike, the Cowboys give a contract to a guy that has had a troubled past. I don't know what to make of Aldon Smith getting a deal with the Cowboys. It's only a one-year deal. But when this guy was playing, man, and he was at the top of his game before all the looniness and craziness that stuff happened, this guy was one of the best pass rushers in the game.
Right, and this is one of those guys, if you take it all the way back to the draft with Julio, when the Falcons made that move up that no one saw, we interviewed this guy, Pollock and I did, back in the day, Carl, about all, like, you know, J.J. Watt, all the guys we thought we'd be interested in. So, look, no one debates the talent. It's just always been what's going on between the ears for this guy that was a Pro Bowler in his second year in the NFL. And the 49ers hated to cut bait. They tried to hang with him. The Raiders tried to make it work. So, you know, maybe third time is the charm, but he's certainly a guy that, I mean, if you're the Cowboys, your ball is on a budget, and you're trying to get some out of this guy and see what he's got left.
All right, man. That's on the way. NFL Blitz normally at 3 o'clock, but we had to move it today because we wanted to talk with Edmund Robinson of our Falcons. It's coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and Radio.com. Quick reminder, make sure you stay connected with us by going to the App Store and downloading the Radio.com app. Click 92.9 The Game and listen to us while you are at home. More on what you can hear this coming weekend when it comes to Atlanta United. That is on the way as well, as we're doing a rewind, the 2018 season road to the MLS Cup, broadcast over the next 3 weekends. So we'll tell you more about that on the way. Hey, coming up, we got some guy talk. Bo Morgan's on the way. Yeah, man, no man. And by the way, a new batch of Hey Man, Mike, from what I understand, is either hitting the road or has hit the road already. So if you need to restock, make sure you're telling your local package store to get some Hey Man Ale from Oconee Brewing. And a new big batch is already out there.
Yeah, man, our brewmaster Taylor said it was going to hit the streets. So thanks to our buddies at Georgia Crown. And that is definitely essential commerce that must be made to work, Carl, as we are kind of switching to a more serious version of lockdown. If you heard the governor's comments yesterday. And I know that people, you can still go out to the store. You can still go out, obviously, if your job necessitates driving. Quick question, though.
Yeah, man.
If I roll out of the crib on Saturday and I got golf clubs in the car, am I going to get pulled over by the state police?
I don't know.
I mean, if I maintain the protocol, if I maintain social distancing, don't talk to the starter, don't wash, doing the hand thing. I'm just saying, is that something I'm going to get a ticket for?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, some of this stuff we talked about yesterday is a little bit of a gray area. A little nebulous, yes. Yeah, but you know, big picture, if you're not endangering anyone else and you're following, as you said, protocol, follow the protocol, then right. I think you're going to be okay. I think.
I don't know.
Call me. I've been arrested. Call me.
If it doesn't put people's health in danger, I think that's the thing. But, you know, that's the other thing. And nowadays, it's kind of funny. You have like the quarantine Nazis, too. You got people that are like, you know, hey, I'm doing the best I can. And you get people, get back in your house. You know what I mean? So you got the full spectrum. We're all trying to do right and do the right thing, as you and I have said every day here on Dukes and Bell. Day 9, by the way, of us doing the show from the house. How are things back at your place, man? So the house is all clean. It's just the basement is still an issue.
Yeah, man. The freestanding tub got installed, thank God. And I say that because if you've not had this adventure or problem of getting it installed. And by the way, I know somebody's probably listening. There's a plumber going, I don't understand what the problem is. Oh, I do those all the time. All of these tubs are different. And so it wasn't the tub itself. It was the drainage system, which got us in this problem in the first place.
And the insurance, right? You had to make sure the insurance was copacetic with everything,
correct.
Right?
Yeah. Right. So that was the issue was, is this going to drain properly? And we're not going to run into these same problems. So they had to rerun all those pipes and all that stuff. But it's all resolved. So that part is done. Yes. The only thing now is getting the basement. And that's basically, and I say this is easy stuff, Mike, but it's not as a rush as not having a bathroom, okay? I mean, the stuff they need to do down there is more sheetrock and painting.
Okay,
it's
all right.
That it's not as detrimental as to saying, you know, I don't have a toilet or shower. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's the difference. So that's why I was like, come on, let's get done. But they did finally. So, yeah, that part is done. But when it's all, like, when I'm completely finished, trust me, you'll know. You will be the first to know.
All right, Big Daddy, before we get to the Blitz, we got about 18 minutes left at our Dukes and Bell Hey Manny poll question. Go to Mike Bell ATL. You got to scroll through because I got a lot of other stuff, a lot of content, Carl. We're providing content on Twitter.
A lot of content.
But we asked you guys, how are you dealing with the COVID-19 reality? 51.2% of our audience says all good, 14% says not good, and 34.8% say losing my damn mind. So if you add up the not good and losing my damn mind, people are still, just by the hair of their chin, better off, Carl, right now. We're 50-50 leaning towards we're getting through this. So that's good news.
Yeah, I'm glad people feel that way. And, Mike, I just think that in 30 days from now, we're going to be in a different place. I believe that. I'm not telling you commerce is going to be wide open and things are going to be back to normal. I think we're going to be in a better place if we continue to follow the rules and do what we got to do. So with that said, man, Craig, let's get to an NFL blitz.
Welcome to the NFL.
With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. All right, Mike, the competition committee, how about this? Now supports a sky judge. How long have we been saying this?
You know, it's something we talked about. I think it was we had Mike Pereira on when the Super Bowl was here in Atlanta. It's not that complicated. You know, streamline the process. So I like this. This is a good move, man.
I do, too. And if you're wondering, well, Dukes and Bell, what's a sky judge? This is coming from the Toronto Sun. They reported this, that the competition committee, and by the way, Rich McKay, president of our Atlanta Falcons, he came on our show and told us, hey, we'll be active in free agency, and everybody laughed, and we were. He's head of the competition committee. But now that the NFL supports having a sky judge to ensure that certain bad calls or non-calls are fixed in real time. So, again, this is how do you get it right? And this is another addition. NFL's got the money. make this happen, and it's an easy fix.
Right, and you and I have talked about this. I mean, I know that some people say, look, when I pay my money for a ticket, I want the experience to last all day. I think if you're in the stands and you're at a TV timeout, Carl, and they come back and then they review stuff, drives me crazy. Now you get like 5 minutes without there's any action on the field, right? So I think there's ways you could expedite the reviewing process. Sometimes, look, the referees on the field, whether it's like just like the baseball umpires, you know, these guys got egos that are bigger than the great outdoors. Somebody who's not afraid, and that's why I rotate them all. One day you're the field judge, one day you're the sky judge, right? You know, yeah. One day you're the back, one day you're working the line of scrimmage. That way, you know, let's take this ego thing out of it where these guys don't want to upstage the other guys or the guys they work with. Screw that noise. Get it right, man. And more importantly, let's move the process along and not have these, like, glaringly bad plays not called.
The XFL sky judge not only ruled on replay reviews but also helped on-field officials in the final 5 minutes of a half. So as technology continues to improve, I just don't understand why we shouldn't be doing this. Dean Blandino talked about this as well, saying this totally makes sense. He's the league's former head of officiating and now does the same for the XFL. So as we get back around to the season, and again, if you listen every day, and we hope you do, we're keeping our fingers crossed. We're not talking about not having seasons. We're talking about when we get back to it, more likely the NFL will have a sky judge, which I think will be good for the league. Meanwhile, Mike, you know, everybody's been, I say everybody, but a lot of the coaches have been putting out these PSAs. I want you to hear Bill Belichick's PSA. Listen to this. For Mumbles, who doesn't talk a whole lot, he actually goes about a minute here and talking. Listen to Bill Belichick.
Hello, this is Bill Belichick. I want to reach out to you in these uncertain and unprecedented times to let you know that I and the New England Patriots are behind you. We are all in this together. Thank you to our heroic medical professionals, doctors, nurses, medical workers, and others who are selflessly and courageously doing their job to take care of others in need. We have heard your stories and seen some of your great work. You are truly champions and warriors. We are facing a difficult opponent. It will take teamwork, discipline, and commitment to do the right things all the time. That includes staying at home. I encourage everyone to shelter in.
Or will be detrimental to them moving forward. One or the other. And,
right.
And that's why this is important. You know, everybody right now, what you want, and I'm not saying, you know, you get everything you want, but I think what most people want, Mike, is just some resolution to some simple things. It shouldn't be pulling teeth.
Right.
To figure out, hey, I bought tickets 6 months ago for this event, and now you're telling me I can't get my money back, and you're going to give me a credit for something that I don't even know if it's going to take place or not. That's a little bit unfair.
Yeah, because it's not like some of these sites are asking for installment plans when you purchase. They want it all
right.
Up front.
That's right.
So anyway, do check, though, if you have like me, guys, just go back and look. Because sometimes I'm such an idiot, I buy stuff and I forget where the hell the website was that I bought it on, you know, to go back and find it. I went to a different company, some kind of spinoff of Ticketmaster that's based in Canada for my tickets for the Canadian Grand Prix. That's going to be the next big thing. If this is going to be something that's going to be canceled, that'll probably go. That comes the second week in June. All right, Carl, as we said, we're all going a little stir crazy. We're all getting a little kooky. Trying to get through it, but we don't need people just being crazy and just being dangerous with large things like diesel trains. You hear the story about the engineer that ran the train off the tracks in the Port of Los Angeles yesterday?
No,
what
happened?
The video, this is nuts. Well, apparently this guy went nuts. The U.S. Navy ship Mercy, the big hospital ship, there's one on the East Coast that went up to New York, and they've got one stationed in San Pedro, you know, which is like by Long Beach, you know, L.A., Los Angeles Harbor, or Port of Los Angeles. So they got the big hospital ship going to L.A. as well to help out. Well, an engineer driving a big train decides he's going to run this train right at the boat. Pacific Harbor Line train derailed on Tuesday, running through the end of a track and crashing through barriers, finally coming to rest about 250 yards from where the ship was docked. Federal prosecutors allege that the train engineer Eduardo Moreno, 44, of San Pedro, was intending to hit the ship with his train, saying he thought it was suspicious and he did not believe that the ship is there and doing what they say it's there for. So what does he think? They're doing like, X-Men type experiments on the Navy ship in the harbor? It's like he's apparently a conspiracy theorist, and more than that, he's a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Train crashing to a concrete barrier at the end of the track, smashed through a steel barrier, a chain link fence, sliding through a parking lot, and literally, I mean, he's moving at some pretty good speed. For those who remember the movie Gone in 60 Seconds, the Vincent Thomas Bridge, where they that's all part of like that area, or actually the same Port Carl for The Usual Suspects, you know, where the boat was. That's right where this neck of the woods is. Train remained in that position sideways. Nobody injured. Leaked some fuel, but he confessed to the California Highway Patrol. He says, "You only get this chance once. The whole world is watching. I had to. People don't know what's going on here. Now they will." What? So what do we have? We got aliens on the hospital ship? What's the great conspiracy there, my man?
That's crazy, man. I mean, and Mike, we're lucky, right? I mean, this thing didn't go off like he thought it would.
Right. I mean, but still, I mean, that's a big old train just chugging along off the tracks. It's like the movie The Silver Streak with Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder.
It's a good movie,
you know, at the end. Barreling through Union Station in Chicago. Anyway, the boat arrived at the Port of Los Angeles. He's looking at 20 years in federal prison, so I hope it was worth it. Hey, I didn't see this one coming, and I don't think anybody did. You see that Ed Ogeron's getting a divorce?
Yeah, man. Bo mentioned that to me this morning. And, Mike, listen, I always say this. You don't know what's going on behind people's closed doors. I get it. She was there by his side, and they were there, and she was right there along for the ride for the national championship. I don't know what happened. It ain't none of my business. My name's Bennett, and I ain't in it.
No, but I mean, I'm with you. You know, yes, on the surface, it certainly looked like, wow, everything was hunky-dory. The big old, you know, you figure big old teddy bear, good guy, and everything's just great. She's there all the time on the field, smooching it up. 23 years married to his wife, Kelly, filing for a divorce on February 26th in the East Baton Rouge Parish Court. So obviously, stuff gets public, and the Advocate newspaper in Louisiana figured it out. He and his wife separated 2 days before. So end of February, they were already on the outs. Married in 97. They've raised three sons. You got, again, a guy that we think, as we said, just, you know, big old lovable dude. So as you said, we never know what's going down behind closed doors. Court documents say Ogeron wants exclusive use of the couple's new home in Baton Rouge. He's got no problem with Kelly having the old dojo in Mandeville.
She don't make the boudin like she used to. I like boudin. She don't like it.
Because when I first saw the story, I'm like, wow, coronavirus divorce. You know, like people are getting crazy because they're stirring. I would imagine you'd have plenty of room. He's probably got like a 6,000 square foot house wherever he's living. But this was in the works before all this stuff hit the fan. Hey, we just had Trey Young on earlier in the show, and we were talking about, you know, how cool his dad is compared to like other dads. Like, oh, I don't know, anybody with the name Ball. Well, anyway, LaMelo Ball. Potential top three pick. I'm not sure. Where do you think he goes, by the way? You think Ant-Man goes before LaMelo?
Oh, I do. Yeah, I think he does. But Melo's going to be in the league. People are saying he may be the best of all the brothers.
That's the story. And his manager, Jermaine Jackson, I don't believe it's that Jermaine Jackson, they've purchased his old Australian team. Remember, he played for the Illawarra Hawks. He told ESPN, "We own the team. It's a done deal." No financials were revealed. But this cat, he played in Australia as part of the Next Stars programs. Again, not everybody has to go to, you know, college to do his thing. He's automatically eligible for the 2020 draft. He's ranked number two by ESPN, so I'm not sure. Again, your mileage may vary. But he was having a good time in Australia. And apparently, for whatever it's worth, he's got enough coin that he bought the team. Or maybe the team wasn't all that expensive in the first place.
I was going to say, I don't know what an Australian professional basketball team cost. But, okay. I mean, if it was a couple hundred grand, I don't know.
You think we could pass the hat and look through underneath the cushions in the living room and maybe we could find enough to buy an Australian basketball team?
Well, that's my point. I mean, it sounds nice, like we purchased a team. Okay, so what's the value of this team?
Yeah.
Who's the highest paid player?
I will talk to my buddy Jamie, who lives in Melbourne, and I'll get on this and see what the Kalawara, whatever the hell they are, is for it. Hey, we mentioned it earlier in the show, if you missed it, Tom Brady and his family going to move into Derek Jeter's crib. And I called it just as a joke when we found out he was moving down here. We said, what place could Tom Brady fit into? 30,000 square foot mansion owned by now the CEO of the Marlins, Jeter, spending his time in South Florida. It's on Davis Island, the Davis Islands. 7 bedrooms, 9 bathrooms, entertainment room, big pool right there. They're on the water. It is unbelievable. And your pictures are up. Our boy J.P. Peterson, who we've had on from time to time, he actually broke the story because he apparently was friends with somebody with the moving company.
Well, I just found it interesting that the neighbors were like, "We think Tom Brady's moving in," and then they realize it is. And they're like, "Oh, we're happy to have him. We're happy to have him."
Yeah, I mean, think about this. I mean, is there anybody bigger than Derek Jeter? Yes, Tom Brady.
That's right. Pretty cool, Mike, that one star could allow another star to rent his home.
Right on.
Hey, man, coming up, we are going to talk dogs and how good the dogs' defense could be, not just next year. What if I told you for the next 3 to 4 years that they would have the best defense in the country? We'll explain coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and Radio.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.